Welcome to the August 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Doug Duncan, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Fannie Mae. The most detailed consumer attitudinal survey of its kind, the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey polled more than 1,000 Americans via live telephone interview between August 4th and August 25th, 2012, to assess their attitudes toward owning and renting a home, mortgage rates, homeownership stress, the economy, household finances, and overall consumer confidence. Homeowners and renters were asked more than 100 questions used to track attitudinal shifts, with findings compared to the same survey conducted monthly beginning June 2010. Interviews were conducted by Penn Show and Berland in conjunction with Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares monthly and quarterly results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to stabilize the housing market in the near term and provide support in the future. Today, Doug Duncan will share insights on the August 2012 Consumer Attitudinal Survey indicators, offering a window into the opinions of Americans across the country. And now, here's Doug Duncan with the August 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast.
The August Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results showed that housing has kept inching ahead in a positive direction, while household financial expectations have stayed flat and their outlook for the overall economy has declined just slightly. In the housing setting, house price expectations tailed off just a little bit, but the share of households that said it was a good time to sell has continued its climb to about 18% of households, which is double where it was a year ago at this same time. The share of people who say that house prices will go up has remained constant for the last several months, while the share thinking they will go down has actually declined. So on balance, inching ahead in the housing sector. On rentals, interestingly, expectations for rent fell significantly this month. The survey is relatively new, and we're not certain, but that may be partly related to the August positioning of households prior to the beginning of the school year, and including college students who would have secured rentals for the coming year. On the macroeconomic front, the share of folks saying that housing is heading on the wrong track increased slightly over the course of the last month, and the share of households who expect their personal financial situation to get better over the next 12 months declined just slightly, but so did those who expect that their situation will get worse. So on balance, incremental improvement in the outlook for housing, incremental decline for the outlook on the overall economy, and status quo for household financial situation.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.